God will provide, but Hope says He will, and that He is never going to leave you or forsake you. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeedy with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Today is the 25th of February, 2020. Good morning. Let's say happy birthday to some special people who celebrate today as their birthday. Let's begin with Miss Kimitri Tucker. She's celebrating her 29th birthday today. Good morning. Happy birthday to you, Miss Kimitri Tucker. It's a happy 34th birthday from Miss India C. Penn. India C. Penn, happy birthday to you on this Tuesday morning. Happy 28th birthday to Miss Tati Hawkins. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Miss Tati Hawkins. 23 candles are on the cake this morning for Miss Tamika Harris. Good morning to you, Tamika Harris, and happy birthday on this Tuesday. Darlene Wilson celebrates her birthday today, and she'll be turning 56 years young. Good morning. What a blessing. Happy birthday to you, Darlene Wilson. Miss Anastasia Jackson is turning 42 years young today. Good morning to you, Anastasia Jackson, on your birthday. We got Janice Marie Blackman on the birthday list this morning. She's celebrating her 61st birthday. We want to say happy birthday to you. What a blessing that is, Janice Marie Blackman. Mr. Christopher Simmons Sr., that's my man right there. What's up? Happy birthday to you, Christopher Simmons Sr., celebrating his 47th birthday today. Miss Humanetta Stuckey, Hubernetta, I like that name. Happy birthday to you, celebrating your 49th birthday. That's a blessing. Miss Kim Washington Frederick is celebrating a birthday on this Tuesday morning. Happy birthday to you, Miss Kim Washington Frederick. We've got Shemaine Carter on the birthday list this morning. Miss Shemaine, happy birthday to you, turning 42 years young. Happy birthday. And it's a happy 49th birthday, Miss Penny Pierce. Good morning to you, Penny. Penny Pierce celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And for all of the birthday people, we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All day today, we've been talking about the types of women that a Christian man should not marry. Here's another type, the addict. Now, this person feels the need for freedom can only come by admitting that there's a problem. And they probably need to seek professional help. And these people lean on the strength that God can bring. They should do that anyway. Addiction to alcohol, drugs, pornography, or any other destructive habit will lead to deep troubles in your marriage. And though your relationship may seem to challenge her in the right direction, don't be fooled that she'll quickly give it all up just for you without the aid and the help of some professionals. You're not the one to set her free, and your role is not to try to change her heart. Only God can do that. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything." So look out for the addict that may be in the woman. This is what you don't want to do, okay? Talking about things that a man should look for and never marry in a woman. Also, the narcissist or the diva. This is good. No matter how beautiful, talented, and charming she may seem, marriage is built on the word together. Let's say it again, together. If the relationship before marriage seems to constantly be all about her, you may be in for some trouble ahead. The diva in her generally refers to a person who demands the center of attention and focus at the expense of others' feelings. Humility, compassion, love, and respect are much more admirable characteristics than simply the externals. Just because she got pretty hair, she fine. The Bible says charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Proverbs 31 and 30. Also look out for the gold digger, the big spender. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't looking for no, well, you know the words of that song, perhaps. Well, secretive spending habits is something that you should be on the lookout for. More interested in your bank account or what you can buy her than in you? Once you're married to her, these patterns can worsen when the stresses of life and responsibilities start to pile up on you. Money problems and financial struggles are one of the main causes of divorce. Look for the red flags and decide up front if the two of you can agree on the big issues. The Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. 1 Timothy 6 and 10. And finally, look out for the one who won't leave the nest. It's difficult to live a future as one flesh when either partner is joined too tightly to their parents. She won't leave her mom and daddy. You gotta look out for that. Nothing wrong with having a close, healthy relationship with your parents throughout life until you allow it to consume your decision-making and control your marriage. Parents are meant to offer protection to children, even adult children, but when you get married, the spouse should be given that primary place of leadership and care under God's authority. So you need to talk about healthy boundaries before you marry. Don't dismiss it as no big deal. You may find out later how big a deal it really is. The Bible says in Genesis 2:24, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Debbie McDaniel, thank you so much for helping us, guys. Look out for these type of women. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope that you enjoy today's program. And if you're a woman listening to this, don't be that kind of girl. All right? All right. Hey, listen, thank you for being here in the Wade Hampton Show. It's been a pleasure, honor, and privilege to bring this to you. And particularly on this Tuesday, we're just really getting started in the week. We've got a long way to go. Amen. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead and stick close to this radio station for the rest of your broadcast day, okay? All right, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. We love you so much. Remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
So the song says that mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all, it says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what.